cheer. I never have to wait in line. People say, right this way, sir, your money's no good here. Someday, I bet you they'll build me a shrine. And everybody say, well, I'm your biggest fan. I've seen your picture in People magazine. Folks come from around the world just to shake my hand. If you don't believe in the power of a waffle, let me show you just what I mean. I'm the Waffle King. Make you want to scream and shout, Waffle King. That's my name, don't wear it out. Waffle King. Make no mistake about it, I'm the Waffle King. Yeah. Roll out the red carpet, 'cause here I come.
Me. Ow. died. And now it's time to call my baby up and take her ride. You could say I've been a killing and now we'd not be lying. But if there's anything we've learned, we don't aim us to get by. Cause it's been a long time coming down the highway, heading north and south on Highway 65. We're no longer down and down, so baby, come on, let's go out. Cause I think things are looking up. And me feel right home among the nighttime crowd. You know everything is better when it's covered and it's fried. So girl, let's head on down for a little slice of life. Cause it's been a long time coming down the highway, heading north and south on Highway 65.
Classic cooking tonight. wife fries off French. Give me American made and a friendly smile. Just give me simple and tasty. I know the place, it's right up the road. That big yellow sign, it's just like home. Cheese, American cheese, cheese steak, chopstick, Jimmy's chicken, melt plate. We'll have it the house. Make mine with cheese. I love the rumble of the road when I'm driving my rig. She's a beauty built in the U.S. of A. From coast to coast with a heavy load, an independent soul with my eyes on the road. And at the end of the day, I wanna see that big yellow sign staring back at me. Make mine with cheese, melt it on. With cheese.
Anywhere we roam, 'cause when the amps power town and that yellow sign's around, before we Yes, hello, ma'am. I'm a studio musician based in Nashville, and I write commercial jingles for businesses.
I'm sorry, this is who?
I write commercial jingles for businesses, and I actually wrote a very short song for Waffle House, and I was wondering if you'd be interested in using it to market your franchise.
You'd have to talk to our marketing director, and he is not here today.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's a very short song. If you don't like it, no problem. If you do like it, we can talk. Waffle House is here to stay, no matter what the experts say. We make waffles, we make pancakes, we make juicy sizzling gravy drizzling corn steaks. And every third customer gets a free item from the menu and a limited edition mug and a t-shirt that says, I love you too. So ma'am, if we could talk about my rates, I charge a one-time fee of $600 and then 10% of your store's weekly sales for the duration of the radio spot. Understood. Okay, well, at least for this call, what is your ideal billing address?
Our billing address?
Yeah, just for the call, for the performance.
Hang on just a second. 2600 Alabama.
Okay, terrific. I will send you a bill with an additional bill so that you can send me back the money for the postage. I will be in touch with your marketing director, and I appreciate your time.
Okay,
All right, take care.
This song goes out to all my Waffle House waitresses all over the world. Because I like my waffles fresh, not aggo.
Me and my Waffle House waitress, we getting naked. I order eggs with a side of she wears a apron, her paper hat makes me go get a Waffle House waitress. We getting naked. I order eggs with a side of bacon. I can't take it the way she wears a apron, her paper hat makes me go get.
Fresh out of bed, hat on my head, it's time to stop my moaning. Jump in my Jeep to Waffle House, you know my mind is zoning. Peek through the window and I see my favorite waitress smile. And hand them country ham and eggs for a little while. I grab my favorite table and then she comes and greets me. She got some OJ and some coffee and that famous sweet tea. After she takes my order, she shakes it side to side. But unlike the anthem, I cap a nick, my jeans slowly rise. She blows a kiss and walks away and then I peace my chef. This ain't the grotto in the mansion, but I feel like heaven. And when I see them sausage just sizzle, that scissor up drizzle. I want them patty melts from Texas in my solar plexus.
Waffle House waitress, we getting naked. I order eggs with a side of bacon. I can't take it the way she wears her apron. Her paper hat makes me go get. Waffle House waitress, we getting naked. I order eggs with a side of bacon. I can't take it the way she wears her apron.
It's Friday evening and my girl is on that graveyard shift. Some college dudes rolling in two, and you know they lit. They started hitting on her, they acting real uncouth. Now I'm about to go John Wilkes on that booth. She shakes her head and says, Ross, you ain't that type of fellow. There ain't no fighting at the black and yellow, black and yellow. So I just nod my head, give them the evil eye. Channel my inner rage into a slice of a Maggie's pie. When my brain is scattered, she smothers and double covers me. Late night after work, she brings me home the bacon, chicken, cheese. And if I'm feeling sick and I start to get illy, she'll cook up a pot of Bert's Best bowl of chili.
My Waffle House waitress, we getting naked. I order eggs with a side of bacon. I can't take it the way she wears her apron. Her paper hat makes me go get. My Waffle House waitress, we getting naked. I order eggs with a side of bacon. I can't take it the way she wears her apron. Her paper hat makes me go get.
Oh, you want me to kiss your grits? Man, that's all you have to say. say.
First day, you walk in feeling hungry. The waitress calls you honey. Two boxes of Blair & Willie. You're surrounded by hillbillies. Your mechanic and your preacher. Your ninth grade history teacher. Yeah, you'll smother and cover all kinds. Lord, the Waffle House gonna be busy tonight. Passed SATs, Rita plus her EPT, Tom made partner at the firm, Jenny swallowed the worm, Donnie's house loan came through, Amber got that new tattoo, and Amy made $400 tonight on the pole. There's one place they're all gonna go. Walk in feeling hungry. The waitress calls you honey. Jukebox is Blair & Willie. They're surrounded by hillbillies. Your mechanic and your preacher. Your ninth grade history teacher. Yeah, they'll smother and cover all kinds. Lord, the Waffle House gonna be busy tonight. Well, I hope they got those paper hats on tight. Lord, the Waffle House gonna be busy tonight.
Well, you want some good food when you're not out hens. Big yellow sign is your new best friend. They got waffles and bacon and coffee too, but an all-star breakfast comes with some rules.
'Cause this ain't no waffle zoo, it ain't no waffle barn. It's a place a waffle business run with style and charm. Save that rowdy biz for the other waffle shops. Follow the rules or someone's calling the cops.
Say no swears on right on the wall. You can have your fun, son, but don't have a brawl. No spitting, no yelling, no slipping, sliding. If you're gonna get sick, better head outside. Don't sleep in the boot, save it for your bed. No shirt, no shoes, no knuckleheads.
But you're killing my mood. All these nice upstanding families just came for some food. If you're gonna cause a ruckus, then I must object. These are world famous waffles, son. Now show some respect.
'Cause this ain't no waffle circus or a waffle asylum. You got problems with that, you better reconcile them. If you wanna be a drunken mess, do it at brunch. 'Cause this house has rules and there's a bunch.
No drinking, no drugging, don't show your behind. Don't build no evil robots for enslaving mankind. No skeletons or zombies, 'cause we don't serve the dead. No shirt, no shoes, no knucklehead. You want a status, mother covered, listen what I said. No shirt, no shoes, no knuckleheads.
Woo! Waffle House, Waffle House.
Okay, friends, well, we all knew this day would come. Yes, we did. We tried to hide it, but we knew it had to come eventually. I'm not talking about the extreme court. I'm talking about the Waffle House. Yes, we're back to the Waffle House. Now, the tragic news about this show is that there is possibility of a third one, all right? I will leave that up in the air. It'll probably take at least a year or two to get to your plate, so don't worry about it yet. Maybe I'll give you a warning. Maybe I won't. Anyway, let me tell you what we heard. We heard from Weird Al, Waffle King from Alapalooza. I Like What I See at the Waffle House was Jason Bowen, Bobby Cool. And that was Waffle House. You're maybe cool, but you're not Bobby Waffle House cool. All right. Waffle House again from the Southern Classic Cooking. It was a video of some cute girls dancing. I couldn't resist. Make Mine with Cheese was Winnie Mankowski. Look Up, Look Down was Danny Jones and Jerry Buckner. They did a couple of these. Jerry Buckner, you may remember from Buckner and Garcia, right? Mm-hmm. Rock the House was Jason Allen Phelps. Ken M., no relation to me. Ken M. calls the Waffle House looking for work. See how that worked. That's a good angle, I think. Waffle House Waitress was Ross Patterson. We heard Jay Hefty, Meet Me at the Waffle House. Lord Waffle House. Lord Waffle House going to be busy tonight. All right. Yes, it probably will. That was John Bungard. And we heard Stephen Colbert along with Sturgill Simpson. No shirt, no shoes, no knuckleheads. Their attempt at a Waffle House jukebox song. As you know, the Waffle House has their own private jukebox and their own record label, and there's all kinds of stuff. This is what made it possible for me to get away with this. Copyright things, I don't know. We'll see what happens with that. But anyway, guess what? Here comes our waitress with your order.
WAFFLEHOUSE. Where you gonna have a good time and you feel like family? For good food, fast, ain't no better place to be. WAFFLEHOUSE. Seven, 365. When you got that hunger down deep inside, you know where you can go. Just follow that yellow sign, shining like a lighthouse every morning, noon, and night. WAFFLEHOUSE. We're gonna have a good time and you feel like family. For the good, the best, ain't no better place to be. WAFFLEHOUSE. Don't matter where you're from, you are invited. You'll find just what you want, just step inside it. You'll greet it with a smile, guaranteed, I bet you. With a come on in, sit right down, honey, what can I get you? WAFFLEHOUSE. We're gonna have a good time and you feel like family. For the good, the best, ain't no better place to be. WAFFLEHOUSE. WAFFLEHOUSE. Well, you're gonna have a good time and you feel like family. For good, food, fast, ain't no better place to be. WAFFLEHOUSE. WAFFLEHOUSE. We're gonna have a good time and you feel like family. For good, food, fast, ain't no better place to be. WAFFLEHOUSE.
Oh man, what you gonna order?
Country ham and egg.
I think I'm gonna get a patty melt. Maybe a chocolate chip waffle. Pork chop. Man, it all sounds good.
Hey, got old Leaf your daddy out now.
I think I'll have a pecan waffle. Some of that sausage.
Yep. Yesterday, I found out that Waffle House has a no water menu. And of course they do. Water main break at DeKalb County, Waffle House still open 24 hours. You can't get waffles, but you can get sausage sandwiches, grilled cheese, all type of stuff, because Waffle House is always prepared. If you miss the Rapture, you can get the Rapture Miss menu, where you can get your hash browns captain covered in regret, because Waffle House is still gonna be open no matter what's going on. Nuclear Holocaust, Waffle House has a nuclear Holocaust menu where you can get bombs over Baghdad biscuits. Waffle House is going to be ready. If there's a zombie apocalypse, they're gonna have the Walking Dead menu ready to go at Waffle House. Matter of fact, shoot, Waffle House might hire the first zombies, because they give everybody a chance to work. Felony, no problem. If you're out, you got a job at Waffle House. They'll be letting the zombies be fire on the grill, man. That food's going to be to die for. Waffle House, I got the credit card. That's how much I love Waffle House. It's really a gift card.
I was sitting in the Waffle House on Highway 401. She walked in looking like she just stared down a gun. She held a little bag so tight, there were tears in her eyes. You could tell that it was memories flowing from her mind. And I said, dear, can I talk to you? Is there anything that I can do to comfort you? And she just smiled, said, in a while. I just want to be alone with the man who made me smile. The man who made me smile. Well, I looked around the restaurant, she was all alone. She ordered pecan waffles and turned the jukebox on. When old George sang and he stopped loving her today, she looked into the bag and said, not me, no way. And I said, dear, can I talk to you? Or is there anything that I can do to comfort you? Well, she just smiled, said, in a while. I just want to be alone the man who made me smile. The man who made me smile. Well, she reached into her bag and pulled out a mason jar, and in it were some glasses and a half-smoked fat cigar. And a little vial of ashes she spread on the greasy floor. Then she picked up her bag and headed for the door. And she told me a story. Like something like this. She said he and me would come here breakfast every day. We ordered pecan waffles, carried on and played. And he said, when I die, please don't put me in the ground. Just take me to the Waffle House and spread me all around. And I said, dear, may God bless you. Hope he shows you the light and comforts you. She just smiled, pulled out another vial. She said, I know I'll get by with a man who made me smile. The man who made.
I need a little refreshment quick. I've got to have that. just after two. I was driving on 2 hours sleep. I needed some coffee, saw a yellow sign up the street. I walked through the door, asked the waitress for change. When I turned to my right, I saw something real strange. I did a double take and I couldn't believe my eyes. You know why? Last night I saw Elvis at the Waffle House.
I saw Elvis.
He was sitting in a booth checking his menu out. At the Waffle House. Motion to the waitress, come and pour him half a cup. He pulled out his sunglasses and said to her, "Thank you very much." Went over to the jukebox and looked down the list. Dropped in a quarter and played the Dixie Chicks. I wouldn't believe it if I hadn't seen it with my own eyes. That's right. Last night I saw Elvis at the Waffle House.
I saw Elvis.
He was sitting in a booth and checking his menu out.
Checking his menu out.
He looked straight at me, so I tried not to stare, but I knew it was him with that jet black hair. Last night I saw Elvis at the Waffle House. Sitting in a booth, checking his menu out.
Checking his menu out.
He looked straight at me, so I tried not to stare, but I knew it was him with that curl of his hair. Last night I saw Elvis at the Waffle House.
I ain't kidding, man, that was Elvis. I know him anywhere. Had his collar turned up, some sunglasses on, he was trying to disguise himself.
Speaking of diapers, I went to Waffle House last night. Tell you, I thought the IHOP was a dump until I went into a Waffle House. Now, if you've never been to a Waffle House, just imagine a gas station bathroom that sells waffles. And you've been to a Waffle House. I love Waffle House. And not just because watching someone fry an egg while they're smoking reminds me of my dad. It's the people in there. It's like a white trash convention. Or for me, a family reunion. It's so white trash in there, it makes the IHOP appear international. It's definitely a dangerous feel to them. You know, even the Waffle House sign looks like a ransom note. There's always a letter out. Occasionally be the W, so it'll read Awful House. That's where I'm going to go at 2 a.m. That's when everyone goes. Their slogan should be, it's 2 a.m., still time to make one more bad decision. You go in there, everyone's drunk. You know everyone's drunk in Waffle House because they have pictures of the food on the menu. How drunk do you have to be to not remember what a waffle looks like? You ever go in a Waffle House during the day? That's weird. This place looks familiar. I think I threw up in here. Oh, there it is. All right, that is all. Thank you so much, you guys.
See, me and my old lady, we've been fighting a bunch, and I ain't quite for sure, but I got me a hunch. Now I know I've been drinking, but I'm thinking kinda clear. This here's the truth, and I ain't leaving this booth until I tell everybody exactly what she done. I done called my boy Sonny, told him bring my gun. I'm trying to figure out exactly what went wrong. I'm working daylight to dark to give her a nice home. I ain't never been the type to ask for too much, just a meal now and then and sometimes a slow touch. Tell me what to do, man, what do you think? I know the waitress and the cook, and they don't care if we drink. I'm just trying to make sense out of all this shit. Lord, I'm not a violent man, but the gun's in my hand. Should I stay or should I go, or just let it be? Lord, the cheating woman's gonna be the death of me.
Meet me at the Waffle House, it's going down. Just found out my old lady's been messing around. Meet me at the Waffle House and bring me my gun.
Upside down, I guess I'm about to be the laughing stock of the town. I heard from my cousin, it's a dozen or more, and I found the sheriff's badge on the bedroom floor. An old boy from church said he saw her with the preacher 40 miles from here at a bar drinking beer. She told me that she was having some lunch with her sister. I was home cleaning up, wishing I didn't miss her. See, love will bring you home, but lies brought me here. Heard her from the town judge, been at it for a year. I reckon you can't make a whore a housewife, but I damn sure tried, even when she lied. Now I'm sitting here staring at this plate of grits, thinking about going to put a bullet in that chick. Maybe I should shoot every one of them fellas, but come to think of it, son, I really ain't jealous. Matter of fact, let me thank y'all for making it clear. Hell, fix me a patty melt, son, and pour me a beer. Now I'm scattered, smothered, covered, and happy to be free. To hell with cheating women, y'all heard it from me. So
meet me at the Waffle House, it's going down. Just found out my old lady's been messing around. Meet me at the Waffle House and bring me my gun. Need someone to talk to before I hurt someone.
Meet me at the one on 28. My gun's in the closet under my bed. Moonshine sitting on the freezer, it's gonna ease the pain the next time I see her.
Meet me at the Waffle House, it's going down. Just found out my old lady's been messing around. Meet me at the Waffle House, I'm bringing my gun.
Let me plug you in there, dear.
He left the black Memphis. Boy, she's had it mighty rough. And there's a blue-eyed baby somewhere that's missing mama's love. She's never given up, and she does the best she can. She's just a victim of the system and an open cheating man. She ain't got nothing left to lose but the scattered smothered cover working at the Waffle House Blues. Now her lower back is aching and her feet hurt something fierce. But she still believes in moonlight and the power of a kiss. She's praying love will find her, but he's taking his sweet time. So she keeps pouring coffee, counting up those dimes, and it's no news. She wants to lose. Those scattered smothered covers looking at the Waffle House. Lady Roger, she's been through school of hard knocks, all the way through because she knows life ain't over easy. The graveyard shifts, mess and grease. They're the places that need time to rock. Puts a dollar in the old jukebox. It's 3 a.m. and watch her sway. She's gonna dance those blues away. And she'll serve you up a burger and a piece of chocolate pie. But she's looking for a way to get great big slice alive. Well, she may not be an Einstein boy, but she ain't nobody's fool. She's mailed that application. Lord, she's going back to school. And she's looking, Lord, to lose. Those scattered, smothered covers working at the Waffle House Blues. She's no cat of Brady, just one underrated lady. And she's looking, Lord, to lose. Those scattered smothered covers working at the Waffle House Blues.
cousin Billy done wrecked the family car. We say we seen him, he was drinking at the bar. And he was bitching about her, now she's going into fits. And I'm trying to do my best not to puke off in my grits. Yeah, cause I can tell by the smile on her face she wants to be my friend. And through that 1-2 she yells, y'all come back again. No ballet parking, no fancy dress, just a comforting conversation of a Waffle House waitress. My order, pancake 3 to stack. I ask her if God gave it, that's my yeah, but he took it back. Oh my Lord, I hope that this is not a test. Cause if my boys turn their backs, I make a move, I must confess. Yeah. Cause I can tell by the smile on her face, she wants to be. Claims y'all come back again. No valet parking, no fancy dress, just a comforting conversation of a Waffle House waitress. Yeah.
Yeah. strange places.
She was up against that thing
with the soap inside.
She knew what to do.
It was a party of two
in the bathroom
of the Waffle House.
Whoa, 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 yeah.
At Waffle House, pride is very important. We show it in what we say and do, and in the food we serve to you. We're also very proud of this great country of ours, symbolized by our wonderful American flag. There have been a lot of different opinions of the flag recently. This is how we feel about the flag at Waffle House. At Waffle House, the American flag means 50 great states. 50 states with people who have the freedom to come and go as they please, to pursue all their dreams and ambitions. 50 states separated only by imaginary boundaries, with people from all walks of life sharing one thing in common: pride and dignity in who they are. And the flag represents our government. Our nation is a democracy. All of us have the right to vote. That means we have something to say about choosing our leaders. In this country, it's from the people to the leaders, not from the leaders to the people. There have been a lot of men and women who have fought for the flag in many wars. And we're proud of the American soldiers raising the flag at Iwo Jima, proud of the endless names on a granite wall, symbolic of their personal sacrifice for what the flag stands for. Our country will make it through this, just like it always has, because we respect freedom and the right to live your life without threats or fear. We're a nation that believes in freedom so much that we would protect even those who would burn the flag. The ideas and beliefs of the flag will never be destroyed. Even from ashes, her pride and dignity will rise as a symbol of freedom for everyone.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
By the way, tonight's meal is on me, okay? So just leave your checks at the door, and I'll sneak out and join you later. All right? Anyway, what we started with that set, the Waffle House anthem was Mac Powell and Family Reunion. We heard the Waffle House song, The Man Who Made Me Smile. That was a guy named J.D. Tucker, Mary Welsh Rogers. They've got a Coke for me, and they have a couple of grams of those and a Pepsi. It'll set you right up. I know, I'm sorry. Last night, I saw Elvis at the Waffle House. Danny Jones and Jerry Buckner again, yep. And then we heard Jim Gaffigan, an opposing view. Waffle House, song by Colt Ford. The Waffle House Blues was Jerry Jerry Haskew, all right? The Waffle House Waitress, Tim Lynch, not to be confused with the one we heard before. Sex in the Waffle House, yeah, baby, that was Mr. Tibbs. And then The Flag, that was Joe Rogers, the son of the founder. Joe Rogers Jr., founder Joe Rogers Sr., and what a bunch of crap. What a fucking bunch of crap. So that's why I included it. You know, originally it was going to be for the son, and fuck it. Anyway, I'm pissed off, so are you. So anyway, I'm going to be out late tonight. There's other places to go besides Waffle House, not that you want. But anyway, I thought I'd pass a few of them along to you, just in the interest of fair play, you know, and equality and all that bullshit. So anyway, all right, enjoy what's left of America. I'll be back next week. By the way, about next week, we're going away. Get your shots. That's all I'm going to tell you. I'll see you then.
Just got out of the bar about a little while ago. I was looking for a place to eat, but my mind was working kinda slow. So I drove around till I found my destination about 3:25. I was too tired to sleep and too drunk to drive. And now I'm at Denny's at 4 a.m. Writing these words on a napkin. I'm not even sure what town I'm in. Denny's at 4 a.m. That Grand Slam breakfast is making me kinda sick. And I've noticed that a lot of Denny's managers look like Weird Al Yankovic. And the one who's walking toward my table is no exception. He's looking pissed cause the friends I'm with are smoking in the non-smoking section at Denny's at 4 a.m. Writing these words on a napkin. And I'm still not sure what town I'm in. Denny's at 4 a.m. Nothing else to do except stare at this bright yellow menu. I wish I hadn't ordered that goddamn Grand Slam. Denny's at 4 a.m. Nighttime is slowly turning into day. And I'm running out of things to say. So maybe this song won't win a Grammy. So maybe I should have ordered Moons Over My Hammy at Denny's at 4 a.m. Denny's at 4 a.m. Actually, now it's more like a 4:45. That morning paper's just arrived. so I better be getting back to my motel. The one with the sign outside that's got a burned out L. So I guess that makes it more like a moat. And the next time you're at Denny's really late at night, I want you to sing this song from note to note. Denny's at 4 a.m. Lenny's at 4 a.m. No, it's Denny's at 4 a.m. Denny's at 4
a.m. Hello, coffee, my old friend. I've come to order you again. I hear the grinding of espresso beans. I need a double shot of pure caffeine. And the indie band on the speaker soothes my brain. So I'll remain within the sounds of Starbucks. Tried to brew my own at home, but felt so quiet and alone. I need to be amid the morning rush, where the leather chairs are soft and plush. And I'll drink a grande cappuccino with a pumpkin scone and charge my phone. Listen to the sounds of Starbucks. Then I heard an awful scream. They had totes run out of cream. A new employee spilled the coffee grounds, and the Wi-Fi went completely down. And a lady in yoga pants threw her latte. The cops were called. Then came the sound of sirens. In the drive-thru lane I saw 1,000 hipsters, maybe more. People paying without drinking. People waiting, they were all freaking. People going on, 'cause they couldn't get a caramel frap. Holy crap. A riot started at Starbucks while a Bible study prayed. Baristas formed a barricade. The manager cried out a warning to the angry mob that was forming. And he said, I checked Google Maps. There's another one across the street. So we stampede and return to the sounds of Starbucks.